It's 71 degrees in Nashville. We've got cloudy skies right now. We expect plenty of sun, though, during the day with a high in the upper 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. A new Tennessee law that targets some immigrants is the subject of a class action lawsuit. It says the state oversteps what should be federal authority. The American Civil Liberties Union and others argue the measure, set to take effect next month, is unconstitutional. They say immigration enforcement belongs solely in federal hands, and the states cannot create their own immigration regulations. That law was passed as part of a larger Republican immigration package. It makes it a crime for people with final removal orders to remain in the state. Plaintiffs in the suit include people who received removal orders but who have remained for years under programs like the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals policy. Tennessee has been in widespread drought since December. Even after a couple of weeks of consistent rain, most of the state remains dry. 80% of the state is still in moderate drought, according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor. A situation could now even be considered a long-term drought. The official definition is dryness that lasts more than 6 months and affects hydrology and ecology. Right now, a concerning issue is that the state's groundwater, lake, and stream levels have been low, which can in turn stress wildlife and ecosystems. But as we move into summer heat, when soils can be sucked dry during stretches of hot weather, there are risks that the drought can make cities hotter in a feedback loop, worsen air pollution, and even make flash flooding more likely. Tennessee has had widespread drought for the past 5 years in a row. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.